Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled In Focus, was written by Patricia Raven. Author Mark Twain suggested that whatever we look at in life and how we see it can influence our next steps, even our destiny. As Twain said, you can't depend on your eyes when your imagination is out of focus. Peter, too, spoke of vision when he replied to a lame beggar, a man whom he and John encountered at the busy temple gate called Beautiful. As the man asked them for money, Peter and John looked directly at the man. Then Peter said, "Look at us." Why did he say that? As Christ's ambassador, Peter likely wanted the beggar to stop looking at his own limitations. Yes, even to stop looking at his need for money. As he looked at the apostles, he would see the reality of having faith in God. As Peter told him, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." Then Peter helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk and give praise. What happened? The man had faith in God. As evangelist Charles Spurgeon urged, keep your eye simply on Him. When we do, we don't see obstacles. We see God, the one who makes our way clear. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Acts chapter 3, verses 2 through 8 and verse 16. Now a man who was lame from birth was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg from those going into the temple courts. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Peter looked straight at him, as did John. Then Peter said, "Look at us." So the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. Now, verse 16, by faith in the name of Jesus, this man whom you see and know was made strong. It is Jesus' name and the faith that comes through him that has completely healed him, as you can all see. Let's pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, help us to always keep our eyes focused on you. You came to make our paths straight, to give us direction, to guide us, and to give us a hope. Thank you for your grace in giving us exactly what we need when we need it, even if it may not at that moment be what we want. Your will is always best. Oh, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.